Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
It's been quite a week. Everything has been changing so very, very quickly. And it feels so important to be together virtually on this Shabbat. Last week, congregants from all over were watching, and we felt connected to one another in this, our sanctuary, in this, our holy place. I bring regards from Rabbi Perlin and Gary from Rabbi Rappaport, because we truly are all one community. And I'd share this prayer for hope, which I brought last week. Also, before I start, with the email this week, included a prayer book, and I'll be referring to the pages of the prayer book, so when Rachel and Rob are singing, you'll be able to follow the Hebrew, and then the English readings will appear up on our screens. We are frightened, God. We are worried for our loved ones, worried for our world, helpless and confused. We turn to you, seeking comfort, faith, and hope. Teach us, God, to turn our panic into patience and our fear into acts of kindness and support. Our strong must watch out for our weak. Our young must take care of our old. Help each of us to do our part to halt the spread of this virus. Send strength and courage to the doctors and nurses in the front line of this battle. Fortify them with the full force of their healing powers. Send wisdom and insight to the scientists working day and night across the world to discover healing treatments. Bless their efforts, God. Fill our leaders with the wisdom and the courage to choose wisely and act quickly. Help us, God, to see that we are one world, one people, who rise above this pandemic together. Send us health, God. Watch over us. Grace us with your love. Bless us with your healing light. Hear us, God. Heal us, God. Amen. We continue now with the candle blessing.
We have been taught in days of old that Shabbat begins at sundown, but sundown comes so early on the cold winter day. And in summertime, the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky even when we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin? Shabbat begins when we have set aside our work week with its busyness and list. Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table or in our sanctuary, both homes for us. When we are finally together, we light the Shabbat candles and bless the candles, and that is when Shabbat begins.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lechad likner lechad likner Shel Shabbat.
We continue now singing Shir Chadash, one of the psalms with which we welcome the Sabbath. Roma Moo can be followed on page 2 in the prayer books. You can follow Achado D, beginning on page 6.
Thank you.
We continue with the Baruch Hu. Ma'ariv Aravim, you'll be able to see the words on the screen, tells of God's continual presence, the creator of the world and sustaining the world. We can read together. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You form morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. God expresses endless love through the Torah. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We, in turn, continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit, and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and to strengthen the bond with generations through Torah. As we prepare for the Shema, you can think of the image of Shema being said in one place and another, and the sound being linked continually around the world, that in this most difficult of times, we're linked together through the Shema, through our common connection to all humanity. Together, we are one.
Oh,
are seated. The Via Hafta can be followed on page 10 in the prayer book. Via Hafta, eight Adonai Elohecha, v'chol levavcha, uv'chol nafshecha, uv'chol meodecha. V'hayu adivarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. V'shinantam levanecha, v'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha b'vetecha. V'lechtecha v'aderech, v'shochbecha uv'kumecha. V'kshartam la'ot al yadecha, v'hayu l'totofot v'inenecha. V'chtavtam al mezuzot b'etecha, v'vishirecha. L'ma'an tizkaru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'item kiddushim l'Elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liot lechem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. When our ancestors were slaves in Egypt, the Pharaoh sought to break their spirits by doing things that would deprive them of their humanity. Throughout the trials in Egypt, they kept their names. They remembered who they were, and they were a community together. We read on the screen. Standing on the parted shores of history, we still believe what we were taught before ever we stood at Sinai's foot, that wherever we go is eternally Egypt, that there is a better place, a promised land. The winding way to that promise passes through the wilderness, that there is no way to get from here to there except by joining hands, marching together. Continue with Michamocha. Feel God's sheltering presence with Hashkivenu. We think of the Sukkah of peace that spread over us. Page 14 in the prayer books. Shalom, the Hamidenu Makkei. Shamruk Mifaod on page 15. Our tefillot are like a ladder reaching to the heavens. And we begin in a service on the weekdays with Birchot HaShachar, prayers for the dawn which affirm our bodies, then move into Psalms, our hearts, which is Lecha Dodi in the Psalms of Shabbat, the Shema, which is our intellect. And then with the tefillah, which we're about to begin, is when we draw closest to the divine. You notice in some synagogues, people take 3 steps backward and 3 steps forward, as if they're entering into the presence of the divine. It's the peak moment of closeness to the eternal in our service. We continue with Adonai Sivatai Tiftach. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Ve'ohe Avotenu Ve'imotenu, Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Ve'ohe Yaakov, Elohe Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, Ve'ohe Leah, Ha'eo Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanura, Eo Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim Ve'kone Hakol, Ve'zocher Chaste Avot Ve'imahot, Umevi Geula Livne V'nehem, L'ma'an Shemo B'ahava, Melech Ozer U'moshia U'magen, Baruch Atadonai, Magen Avraham Be'ezrat Sarah, Atah Gibor Le'olam Adonai, Mechayei Hakol Atarav Lohoshia, Michalkeo chayim bechesed, mechaye hakol v'rachamim rabim. Samech nofim v'rofech holim umatir asurim. Mechaye umunato lishenei afar. Mi chamocha ba'al givurot umidom elach, melch meimit umechaye umatzmiach Yeshua. V'ne'eman atal chachayot hakol, baruch atar nai mechaye hakol. Ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh k'dushim b'chol yom yehalucha sela. Baruch ata Adonai, ha'el ha'kadosh. We continue now on the screen. You'll see our prayer for thanksgiving. We thank you, God, for the world you have given us with all its beauty and all its imperfections, with all its miracles and with all its tragedies. You've given us this gift, this spark of your creative powers, to make our world a better place, to improve our lives along with our world. You have given us your life's work. You have created us in your image to do your work here in the world. For all these blessings, we give our thanks. We continue with Sim Shalom. The words can be followed on our screens. Pause for our own thoughts and our own prayers.
Thank you.
what it needs, what it yearns when you breathe. Go inside your heart and see. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be kind.
Continue now with a prayer for those who are ill. At this moment especially, we pray for all of those who have been struck by the COVID-19 virus. Mishaberach imotenu v'avotenu, our God and God of our mothers and fathers, God of Sarah and Abraham, Rebecca and Isaac, Leah, Rachel and Jacob, as you've been with our ancestors, with all who are in need of healing, send them refuat hanefesh, refuat haguf, healing of body, mind, and spirit. Eternal God, may the light of your presence be with them for comfort and for strength. Sustain their dear ones with your goodness and love. Guide their caregivers, skilled hands and understanding hearts. Eternal God, you connect us to each other. Eternal God, may your blessing of healing be with all people and with our planet. Baruch atah Adonai Rofe HaCholim. Blessed are you, O God, who sends strength and healing to the ill. Amen.
Oh,
We'll move to the screen for just a second for our religious school word of the week. Each week, we'll have a word if you are in religious school and you are at, if you're watching the service, then you should send this word. The word for this week is shalom, and email it to school@tbs-online. And then you will be recorded as having watched the service. Thank you so much. If everybody's got that down, we'll return to the main screens. Okay, we can go back to the camera because I want to talk and say hi to everybody. Yes! So, this week I had an unusual experience when I went to the supermarket. I was still amazed at the empty spaces on the shelf where all of the wipes used to be. I didn't even find a single lonely little bottle of wipes. I'm talking about the unusual, though, but I'm not talking about divine intervention. I was amused when I came to the toothpaste and dental aisle. There was only one small bottle of mouthwash left. I felt reassured. Now I knew that families wanted clean bottoms, there's no toilet tissue, and they wanted good smelling breath. Not to worry, though. There was plenty when I went to the drugstore. Don't want to create any more binge buying of another product. But the experience for me that stood out as unusual was at the checkout line. Now, that night, I only had three items. I sometimes like my Tasty Cake cupcakes. So I was walking past the main registers to the self-checkout, and there were people with carts just overflowing. And I saw this older man who was looking at me. It was, you know, one of those moments when people are trying to catch your eye. And so I stopped for a second, and he said, "I saw you only have a few things. Would you like to go in line before me?" Wow. This is a courtesy which many of us experience from time to time. But in our COVID-19 world, I was touched. But let me give you the backstory. What else was going on in my mind? That this act of kindness stood in contrast to the man in Tennessee who had hoarded 17,700 bottles of hand sanitizer. Not only that, he purchased 2,000 pandemic packs. Each came with 50 face masks, 4 bottles of sanitizer, and a thermometer. He bought them for $350. He sold all 2,000 of them on eBay. He sold them for $40 to $50 each. This is one of the most egregious examples, the price gouging, that has become rampant in some parts of the country. It's nationwide. Try to get anything like that online. Now, this is just one man, and the story ends that he ended up donating the sanitizer to charity. But look at the contrast. It's a contrast of two different ways of living in our world at this moment. In high school, I learned an aphorism, came from wisdom of our fathers, came from Pirkei Avot. The words were, "B'makom she'ein anashim, hishtadel lehiot ish." In a place where no one acts like a human being, strive to be human. This is a time of anxiety, a primal reaction for many. The first may be, let me hoard what I need, push others out of the way, do whatever it takes for me and my family, even at the expense of others. In contrast, Makom she'ein anashim, strive to human to be a mensch, is the Jewish response. It's not about putting ourselves in danger or giving everything away, but it's about how we live, about prizing the importance of helping others, of sharing, and knowing that we are strongest when we join together in the face of a calamity. B'makom she'ein anashim hishtadel v'hiyot ish, strive to be human, to be a mensch. But we need to start by acknowledging the feelings of the moment. We worry about what happens if we become sick. Our children, our parents, people we know, homeless, people in need throughout the world. We're concerned about jobs, education, and income. Disruption of work and school and being at home. Possible layoffs, business closings. The savings that we set aside for college, for celebrations, for retirement. And we fear the spread of the disease. Thousands, and I won't use hyperbole at this moment, of people who've been stricken, the effect on nations around the world. It really came home in a sad way. This week, as many of us read of the tragedy of four members of the Fusco family who died because of the virus. Grace at age 17, eldest son Carmine, daughter Rita, Vincent. 20 members of the family have been quarantined and are waiting for the test results. The source, likely a family dinner. This is the most severe case that we've read about. It was tragic, and we remember them. But it reminds all of us, b'makom she'ein anashim hishtadel v'hiyot ish, it reminds us tragically of the dangers, of the times when we feel ill, we don't go out for that one thing. A friend of mine told of a man who was in his 60s who took his father in his 80s to Costco and then went back to an assisted living facility. They forgot b'makom she'ein anashim. They forgot about the shared humanity of others. So how do we respond? The 23rd Psalm is one of the most well-known poems in all of literature. The power is subtle and found in a shift in language as the circumstance of the psalmist changed. The opening of the poem is in the third person. It's idyllic. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Then crisis strikes. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we're no longer in the third person, but personal. Second, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The poet is able to face setbacks, confront enemies, respond to challenge, because he's not alone. In the time of Torah, I'm not alone meant that the person felt the presence of the divine. In our day, we don't see God, many of us, as a divine scorekeeper or anticipate supernatural intervention. We are not alone. B'makom she'ein anashim means to strive to be human, to be a mensch. It means that we draw strength from one another to respond to a crisis, even as we connect virtually. We stand together. We transcend fear, set aside trauma, and affirm blessing. Let me share a last illustration of what this really means. Dr. William Bergson wrote a modern commentary to Pirkei Avot, our text for the evening. When he comments on our aphorism, he talks of the story of Aaron Furstein. 1995, he was 75 years old. There was a fire which burned down his textile factory. He employed around 2,000 people. At that age, he could have just left everything behind, retired, collected insurance. Instead, he decided to rebuild. Not only that, he kept paying all of his workers. He paid them until the factory could be rebuilt. At that time, the Secretary of Labor was Robert Reich. He called him the number one mensch in the USA. Mr. Furstein said his own father regularly quoted to him the words from Pirkei Avot, Makom she'ein anashim hishtadel hiyot ish, where there are no one, no person is affirming humanity. Strive to be human, to be a mensch. These words encourage him at this hour of crisis to take the risky but compassionate path. Mr. Furstein added, that night I knew I had to be creative because on my creativity would depend the chances of coming through all of this. We don't know what's going to be happening in the weeks and months as they unfold, but we do know that we can find strength and blessing by affirming our shared humanity, walking together. Makom she'ein anashim yishtadel hiyot ish, the words of Hillel, strive to affirm our humanity, to always be a mensch. Shabbat shalom. We continue with the Aleinu. It can be followed in our prayer books. For those who are able, please rise.
Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol, latef gidulah yotzeh b'reishit, shelo asanu goden haratzon, velo asanu k'mishpechot ha'adama, shelo samchelkenu karev, v'gor aleinu,
at this moment, our thoughts turn to our dear ones who have passed away. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Sandy Keith, Audra Surratt, and Arnie Heyman. We mourn the loss in the last 30 days of Harold Moore, the uncle of Jamie Adams, George Bennett, the friend of Stephen Hirsch, George Wabau, the friend of Mindy Stewart, Martha Cohen, the mother of Julie Dixon, the grandmother of Sam Dixon and Susie Dixon, Chuck Mitchell, the friend of Jim and Lynn Sprung, Barbara Plotnick, the mother of Brian Plotnick. Remember our beloved member, Stephen Siegel. We mark the yard sites this week of Abby Werman, Beatrice Gampel, Milton Venisky, Cecile Sands, Joyce Cowdery, Rosalyn Margolis, Sarah Schwartzberg, Herman Rosen, Edward Morris, Grace Christensen, Lauren Strasberg, Ralph Skolnick, Dr. Harry Olinsky, Sidney Siegel, Arthur Levin, Jay Siegel, Jack Schreibman, Robert Strauss, Janice Hughes, Sally Friedman. Recall all of those with no one to remember them. Those who have lost their lives to violence in the world, in the defense of freedom, and because of the COVID-19 virus. For those who wish, we may rise. V'yitgadal v'yitgadash shemei rabbah, v'yama divra chirute v'yamlich malchute, v'chayachon v'yamechon v'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agala v'izman kari v'yamru amen. Yehei shemei rabbah mevarach le'olam omei omaya, v'yitbarak v'yishtabak v'yitpa'ar v'romam v'yitnase, v'yitadar v'yitole v'yitolal shmeid gulsha v'rechu. Le'ela min kol birchata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiram be'ama v'imru amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'romav hu ya'aseh shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen.
V'imru, v'imru, v'imru.
Want to extend some thank yous now. Thank you to Barry, who is our computer operator and is advancing everything. Thank you to Dennis McLaughlin, who is in the back and doing cameras, and my apologies for my missed cue. Thank you to Lynn Richman, who has done so much work this week in tying things all together. Also to Rabbi Rappaport. Thank you to Rachel and to Rob. Rachel, your voice is just so beautiful, and Rob, it's just so wonderful to hear you play, and it really, really is a blessing. And let me share with you a few things that are coming up. We are trying to maintain contact and trying to support the congregation in every way we can during this crisis. Beginning hopefully this week, Rabbi Perlin will be offering a course once a week for adults, and will also be doing a group for college students. Cantor Will, in 2 weeks, will begin doing a course once a week with Jewish music. And we're going to be having our mother's support group online with Sharon Goldman and also Dr. Sue Cohn, who's a pediatrician. Tune in Sunday for Kahal as we begin religious school long distance. We have Musar coming up. Bill Aide's doing a Facebook program. And tomorrow morning is Minyan Makers and Torah Study. All of that. But it's all about our connection together. Our closing song now is Tefillat HaDerek.
Yeah.
eternal God, may you be with each in our community, with their dear ones, with our community, with our nation and the world. May your blessing bring healing, bring discovery, bring wholeness, bring peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.